We are back for the second phase of our stellar soundtracks and songs for movies that I just adore. And if we're talking about movies that I love with all my heart, it is Surf's Up. And I will, you know, go to battle for anyone that says that's not a good movie, because that is my ultimate favorite movie of all time. And a really stellar reason why is because of the soundtrack, obviously. There's so many good songs within the scenes that just make it so much better. Like, you have Drive by Incubus, which is just immediately a great 2000s alt rock song. Dirty Heads is in there. There's so many songs I could keep talking. The one, like, obviously my ultimate favorite is You Get What You Give by New Radicals, but I have already played that, so whatever, can't play it again. But there's so many other good songs. The one that I chose for you guys today for the Surf's Up soundtrack is by Sugar Ray. And you wouldn't think that they're in this movie, but they are. It's kind of like they give surfy 2000s vibe, and that's exactly what this movie is, so it makes a lot of sense. Anyways, this song is called Into Yesterday, and it's a scene where they're like, it's kind of like peak awesome before the like conflict of the movie, so it's good vibes only, and it's super awesome, and I unabashedly listen to it, and I can't be ashamed of it because it's a great song. So that's the next one up. From there, we're going into probably one of my second favorite movies of all time is The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. And there's so many good songs from that. But this one has always, every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, this is such a fun song. It is called Step Out by Jose Gonzalez. And it is just a banger. It is a great song. It's, again, I can't remember the exact scene it's in. Maybe it's the one where he's like skateboarding down the volcano, if you know what I mean. But if it's not, I could be wrong. But it's just a good vibe that captures the essence of the movie, where, you know, it's just, you know, go out of your comfort zone and seek some cool things. So that is the next one. Those will be the next two for now. I'll get back to you guys. Please enjoy. This is Stoke. Well, that song is pretty magical. I forget how good it is until, you know, you're listening to it and you're like, wow, that is a fantastic song. And it just like captures the essence of that movie if you've ever seen it. So highly recommend. You're getting two of my top favorite songs of all time. The next song I'm going to play, I might not play the whole thing, but this is kind of just a shout out to my sister. If she can figure out what movie this song is from, I'll give her about a minute here. Hopefully she's listening, or anyone that's listening. If you can guess what movie this song is from, I will give you $1 million. So I won't tell you. I'll let it play for a minute and then I'll be back. So you listen up and then we'll get chatting. All right, well, that was a big shout out to my sister Nat about the movie Robots. Obviously, Robots is one of my favorite, guys. Come on, I'm just a girl. I love my cartoon movies that are silly. So that song is super fun. It goes about the same way for the next three more minutes. So I was like, you know what? I think we got the first gist of it. We'll keep going. So that was a little call out to my sister. From here, we've got, obviously, sorry, I didn't even say that. That was Get Up Off of That Thing by James Brown. So iconic. Anyways, coming up, we've got Heroes and Villains by the Beach Boys. This is in Fantastic Mr. Fox. And that is another movie that I am a huge fan of. Again, I'm just naming all of the animated movies I like, but they surprisingly have fantastic soundtracks. So what can I say? But they're just great. I can't help it. So this is the scene where they're like digging for their lives. And I remember this song playing for the first time when I was watching. I was like, I don't really like it. But now I have such a big appreciation for the Beach Boys. So you will hear that one next. From there, it's like as if I didn't pick these songs for the playlist myself. But this is probably my top three movies. It is Call Me By Your Name, Mystery of Love by Sufjan Stevens, and it is so good. If you know the movie, this song will hit you below the belt. You won't know what to do. It is so heartbreaking and good. I wish I could play oh my gosh, is it The Ghost in You that's in this movie? No, I will check for you right now. It's Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs, which is also fantastic, but I know for a fact I've played that before. So I'm restraining myself on these soundtracks, guys. I can't help it. But again, this movie is fantastic and this song is so beautiful. So you'll hear those two. From there, I might sneak in another one. This one is Never Tear Us Apart by INXS. This was in Euphoria. This is pulling all the trivia from my brain. This was in Euphoria, in the scene where you learn the backstory about the dad, and it is again so like heartwarming and heart and gut-wrenching at the same time. Kind of goes hand in hand with Call Me By Your Name, if that makes any sense, if you've seen them both. But again, this song has a lot of amped up, you know, stuff in it, and it's so good for the scene. So those are the next three you're getting. You're getting a wide range of songs, but please enjoy. This is Stoke and I'm your host, Jane.
I've been in this town so long that back in the city I've been taken for lost and gone and unknown for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian home, home of the heroes and once at night, Cotillion Square at the light, and she was right in the rain of the bullets that eventually brought her down.
time that you touch me, oh, will wonder. what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly, 'cause we all have wings, but some of us. You were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never, ever tear us apart.
I'm giggling because the next song just played in my headphones and I'm laughing because the past three songs are very similar to each other. Anyways, what you just heard was from Fantastic Mr. Fox, Heroes and Villains, from Call Me By Your Name, Mystery of Love, and then from Euphoria, Never Tear Us Apart. Coming up next, again, if you're just tuning in, this is my playlist of Stellar soundtracks, and they are songs from movies or TV shows that I really do adore. This movie that I'm about to talk about changed the brain chemistry that I've had before I saw this movie, but this movie is Challengers. I saw it with my sister. Again, we were sitting in like one of those fancy IMAXs, and it was those huge like screens, and we were leaning back in our chair and our like lazy boy, and this movie was playing, and it was just like fantastic. So I know I've already played Blood Orange, but this song, I'm doing a Blood Orange feature I've been meaning to, and I've been holding out for this episode, but this is Uncle Ace. And this is in the funny scene where they're in that hotel room together, and it's very fun and exciting, and I love the build up to it, and I think it's perfect for the movie. And whoever made the soundtrack and did the sound design is probably getting paid a lot of money for the right reason. So there you go. From there, we have Always On My Mind by the Pet Shop Boys. And I believe this is in, this is going to kill me, the name of the song, All of Us Strangers, I think. I will check in on that for sure. Yeah, it is All of Us Strangers. It is with Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott, and it is a heart-wrenching movie. Again, a lot of these movies are very similar, but this is the scene where they are in, I think they are dancing in the club together, and again they just, it's, I love a good new wave song, especially in a club or bar, and this just like hit different. Same with Never Tear Us Apart. It was the same. They're in a bar. It was playing. I'm like, oh, what a fantastic song. So maybe I just love the genre, but with the movie, it was great. So you will get those two, and then we'll go from there. Finish off the episode. It's coming quick, guys, but I hope you're having fun because I am loving it. See you soon. Wow, we are on to the last two songs. Those were magical again. Can't. I love them. Some people that just come up with the soundtracks do such a good job. So then that last two are kind of a strange pull for me. But again, I love the summer. I love To All the Boys I've Loved Before so much. So close to the same thing, basically. But actually, go back. Shout out to The Summer I Turned Pretty too. I haven't really watched a lot of it, but they do have a good soundtrack as well. They get some good songs there. Their budget must be very big. But To All the Boys I Loved Before, they have another song that has quickly become one of my all-time favorites of all time. I definitely have maybe played this before. It probably was my first, very, very, very first episode. So because it's been about 24 episodes since then, I'm going to play it again. And it's called Chinatown by Wild Nothing. Very awesome, very magical song. And I'm a huge fan of it. So I will play that for you guys because I can't help myself. It's just too good to not play. Then, this is kind of a funny bit between me and my friends, but when I was in high school, I thought I could screenwrite a movie. And by screenwriting, I mean attempt to write one scene, it go poorly, and then me start editing the opening scene of this movie using clips from online and some weird, I don't even know, green screen thing to get the title in the middle of the screen. But my movie idea was called 17 Over Everything. Maybe I'll make it one day. But the opening song I wanted for it was Ronald Gregory Erickson, I think it's called The Second, by Star F-word. That's how I pronounce the band, but it's such a good song. And that's how I picture the perfect movie opening is to this song, Ronald Gregory Erickson. And it is really quite funny. I tried to make my intro, but my friends made fun of me because it was like 2 minutes long and it looked horrible. So this is a little laugh, but if I were to ever make a movie, this would be in it. And another Beatles song called Baby It's You would also be in it. I had those two songs written down for the soundtrack. So if 17 Over Everything ever gets made, you know what will be in it. So I guess this is it, guys. You listened to those last two songs. I have been rambling. I apologize. I have a cold. I'm stuffed up. I sound weird. I can hear it in my voice. It's bad. So I've had a lot of fun. This has kind of flown by for me, but you guys enjoy the last two songs. Maybe send me, drop your favorite soundtrack you've ever heard and we'll go from there. But this is it. Have a great rest of your week, guys. Tune in for next week. It'll be super fun. I have a cool special guest coming on, so we'll chat from there. But happy Stoke Day, guys. We'll be right back.
Sha-la-la-la. It's not the way you smile that touched my heart.
Sha-la-la-la.
It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Oh, many, many, many nights go by. Can I do? Can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la-la. You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la.
They say you never, 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 ever been true.
Cheat, cheat.
Oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do? And it's true.
No more, nobody, nobody.
'Cause baby, it's you. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do? It's true.
Don't want nobody, nobody.
'Cause baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Don't leave me all alone.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Come on home.
CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present an Airwave YGK matinee featuring live performances by Birdbone Theater, Foster Shea and Sudak, and the Oscar Evans Group. Come for an eclectic musical adventure featuring traditional Slavic sounds, folk pop, and jazz ensemble works created by local artists right here in Kingston. Join us at the Broom Factory September 28th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. for three great back-to-back performances by these wonderful local artists. Folks can come enjoy food and drink for sale in the Broom Factory's licensed cafe. Tickets are available now for $15 in advance via CFRC.ca or $20 at the door. This CFRC concert is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
If there's a listener-supported radio station, it means that people can get
daily, every day, a different way of looking at the world, not just what the corporate media want you to see, but a different picture, different understanding, but a different picture, different understanding. Not only can you hear it, but you can participate in it. You can add your own thoughts, you know, and you can learn something and so on. Well, that's the way, people become human, you know. That's the way you become human participants in a social environment.